And honor you. We thank you once again for visiting us with your wonderful, sweet, and powerful presence. We're grateful. We continue with this presence. Like Moses said, if your presence doesn't go with us, we will not leave this place. We now leave this time of worship into the time in the Word. We ask. We beseech you that this presence follows us. Anoint me afresh so that I will speak indeed as I should as an oracle of God. I ask that you will also put the same unction upon the ears and the hearts of everybody that will hear me. Those who are here physically, those who will hear me remotely, electronically, all over the world. So that the word will flow freely from you through me to the people, to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own. Indeed, to cause our wills to become more humble, our minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, and our emotions to be more controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I also further pray, as I speak, the power of the Spirit of God will be released in great measure to follow and back these words wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Yea, power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes, power that will free men, so that indeed they will become doers of the things which they hear and are hearers only. We further pray for mercy to be faithful as I deliver this word. O Lord, that I will do it indeed with precision. Redeem the time and say only what you want me to say. Bringing out of the treasure of this word things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all those in agreement with me, receiving every blessing I mentioned in their own individual life, agreed with me and said,
Amen.
Amen. Today I have a very special message. It is a prophetic landmark message. It is a message that is taken from my school song and is entitled Africa Will Surely Rise. It does not have relevance only to old boys of my school, which it has relevance to, but it has relevance to every African and indeed the whole world. As I pondered and meditated upon this message, the Lord said to me, it's not just for your school and for your old boys. It's for everybody. It has great prophetic relevance, as you will see as we go into the message. Just as a brief, very brief introduction, I was privileged to go to CMS Grammar School. It is the oldest school, secondary school in Nigeria. It was founded on the 6th of June in the year of our Lord 1859. That was before there was even ever a Nigeria. Nigeria had not even been formed. Nigeria was formed as the amalgamation of the Northern Southern Protectorate in 1914. The grammar school was already in existence before Nigeria was in existence. This school song was adopted in 1917, which amazingly, I was sharing this with them just exactly a week ago. I was in America, in Maryland, at our America's convention for our old boys, and I was asked to minister. And I shared the same truth with them. And at that time, I said to them, it's amazing that the school song was adopted in 1917, which is exactly 100 years today. And I said to them that that school song is very, very prophetic. Not only true of our own old boys, but also true of every African and every Christian or African who becomes a Christian, as you will see as I go along. Incidentally, as God would have it, I also shared this same message here in Ibadan. Our Founders Day was 6th of June, and a week later, I think it was the 13th, the second Sunday after, we did an anniversary service here in Ibadan at All Souls Church. And again, I was asked to preach, and I preached on this. So this is my third time of preaching this message in this last month or so. And each time I ministered, it grew bigger. The revelation grew bigger. And now, I want to, as it were, give what one might term the hundredfold. I think when I did it in All Souls, it was 30-fold. And when I did it in America a week ago, it was 60-fold. And now today, I believe I'm giving what I would call the complete message. In order to save time, I'm not going to go through the whole school song. I'm just going to pick bits and pieces out of it. I actually made a mistake this morning. I intended to give it to them on the projector there, so that you could have it on the board. I'm sure you can get a copy somewhere if you use your resources and initiative, Pastor Andrew and a few other people. I'm sure you can find something somewhere and get it, or Google it or something. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere, you know. But I will just take bits and pieces out of it and show its relevance not only to our old boys, and I'll be mentioning a few of our old boys because it's a part of the message, you know. Oh, wow. Give them a clap offering up there. Now, I think we've done it here before some years ago, you know. Now, that's really good. Right. Now, this is the first stanza of the school song. And like you can see, it says lives are in the making here. Can you say after me? Lives are in the making here. Hearts are in the waking here. Mighty undertaking here. Here, there means our school. But it's not only my school, CMS Grammar School. It's also Lyford. It's also every other school in the whole of Nigeria and the whole of Africa. And I will show you the prophetic relevance of that before I round up the message. Here. I want to thank God, and I want to give the glory to God for the missionaries. I don't even know them. I don't know all their names. That came to Africa way back in the 1800s. And God put it into their heart to form a secondary school in Lagos, which was then a colony of the British Empire before the whole of Nigeria was now made a nation. Just brief historical thing you need to know. Samuel Ajayi Crowther, the first black Anglican bishop who was ordained in Canterbury in 1850 something, just around the same time, was one of the people that God used to pray over a man called Babington Macaulay, who is the great-great-grandfather of Herbert Macaulay, that started the school. And others, I can't, because of time, I will not go into that. But there is a spiritual pedigree that runs right from Ajay Crowther. For those of you who don't know Ajay Crowther, he was a slave. He was captured as a slave and was to have been sold into slavery, taken to America. Because of the decree of William Wilberforce, the British used to patrol the waters of West Africa, and if they saw any slave ship, they would accost it and free the slaves. That was what happened. This is a true story to Bishop Ajay Crowther. And when he was taken to Sierra Leone. It was there he got an education. When he got the education, he was so good, and incidentally, I missed something very important, he got born again. He wasn't just Anglican churchgoer. Ajay Crowther was thoroughly born again. Then he was taken to England, and then he was, you know, he did all this theological school and all of that, and then he was ordained the first black African bishop in the whole of Africa. And then he came back to Nigeria, and there's a beautiful part of the story. When he was taken as a slave, you know, his mother and his sister were there, and they were all, you know, he didn't know whether they were dead, he didn't know whether they were alive, he didn't know, but he prayed to God. He came back and went back and got his mom and got his dad, his sister. And they got born again too. And so there's a very strong spiritual pedigree that is here. So lives are in the making here, hearts are in the waking here, mighty undertaking here. Now this school song, like I said, is prophetic. It's 100 years now since this particular poem was adopted as a school song. It was written by a certain man called Mr. Oxenham. It was adopted as a school song in 1917, and then the last stanza, which contains "Africa will surely rise," was added in 1922. I will explain all the prophetic significance of all those things as I go along, but I just want you to understand something. A great part of this school song has been fulfilled. All of it has not been fulfilled. A prophecy, when God gives prophetic word, you know, you can look back. That's why within 100 years of hindsight, we can look back and say, what was said has actually happened. The CMS Grammar School, to the glory of God, has produced great men. Lives have been made in this school. Hearts have been awoken. I who speak to you now, my heart got woken up when I was in CMS. Before then, I was sleeping. I didn't know what I was doing. I was from three or so to, I just woke up. Hearts woke up there. Mighty people were undertaken there. And I'll just give a few examples. I'm not going to throw out a few names. You know, we produce a head of state, Chief Ernest Shonekon. He's actually our grand patron at the moment. You know, Akintola Williams, the first accountant in Nigeria, you know, and we have so many lives that have been made in the grammar school. The first set of intelligentsia of Nigeria all came from the grammar school, simply because, you know, it was the first school. There was no other place. There was no other place you could study science. I have a few more names there. Herbert Macaulay went to the grammar school in Ibadan, because I preached this in Ibadan. You know, the day I was ministering, you know, Professor Jide Ajayi, who was a CMD of UCH, Professor Kale, Professor Oyediran, Professor Desalu, they are all people from the grammar school. And for those in America, Professor Adebonojo, who conducted the first open heart surgery, he is a product of the grammar school. Professor Williams, the youngest professor, became a professor at the age of 33 in 1969 here in UCH. he practices both in America and here. Dr. Olabiwonu, who was a commissioner in Lagos State, and I could go on and on and on, but I will not because of time. But I just want to make the point: lives are in the making here. Hearts are in the waking here. Mighty undertaking, great men have sprung out, of the grammar school because of the prophetic insight of these missionaries and this wonderful song that they gave us to sing. Now, let me now zero it in to Nigeria as well as the African continent and the prophetic significance of this school song. We need to understand something, dearly beloved brethren. I was privileged to be the chairman of our, we had a old boys founders day there, and they made me the chairman of the reception. And I was sitting next to another old boy who was a staunch politician. I think his name is Paddy Banjo. He was one of the people who followed Awolowo and all of that. And I got up to speak. So when I came back to sit down, he said this to me. He said, "Pastor, what you said is really the truth." He said, "In 1917 and 1922, Africa was just completely subjected by the European powers. Nobody was clamoring for independence. Nobody was clamoring for freedom. Nothing like that. There was nothing. Completely down." I said, the last stanza of our song says, "Africa will surely." I said, "Why is the word surely? It means there's no doubt about it. Because it is a word from God. It's prophetic. Africa will, it's not may, will surely rise." Rise from what? Rise from what? The dark continent. In 1885 at the Berlin Conference, they divided Africa. Gave some to British, gave some to French, gave some to the Germans, gave some to the Italians, and God said, "Africa will surely rise." And to make it rise, God knew what He needed to make it rise. And so, God put it in the hearts of white missionaries, white men. And that's why it's not good to stereotype. Don't say white men are bad. The truth about the matter is that they are good white men and they are bad white men. They are good black men and they are bad white men. They are good Nigerians and they are bad Nigerians. All Nigerians are not bad. All white men are not bad. All Africans are not bad. There is no tribe, tongue or kindred on the earth where everybody is bad. They may have some bad characteristics and things like that, but you must not generalize. White men killed other white men in Gettysburg during the American Civil War to set black men free. Never forget it. It was white men, not black men, that wrote the song. It was white men that God put inside their heart and said, "Africa will surely." It means that they were not happy with what they were seeing. And God told them to say, "Africa will surely, surely rise." Give me that. Yes, thank you. "Fail will not." It's not we, it is will. It's my school song. I sang it for 5 years. "Fail will not." That's a typographical error. "In high enterprise." In other words, Africa is going to attain high enterprise. Hidden here again, the school, but again, not only our school, but all schools. I'm saying this as a joke now, just on the side. King's College came out of CMS 1909, so whenever they make noises, keep quiet. Igbobi College came out of CMS 1932 and the others. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. But seriously, you know, he didn't hear it's that there is a secret. Something that is secret is not something that is obvious. It's something that God has hidden. It is for us to find it out. It is for us to dig it out and then use it so that Africa will rise. So Pade Bano just said to me, he said, Pastor, what you said is very true. He said, at that time there was no agitation for independence. Africa was totally subjected, you know, to the European powers and all of that. He said, so how did these missionaries know? I said, God told them. And you know what? By the entrance of education. That's one thing God blessed Chief Obafemi Awolowo and the West of Nigeria. They saw very quickly the importance of education. But there's another part to that story. And that's the part I want to emphasize. It's not education alone. Is education and the knowledge of the Word of God. It is when you combine the two that Africa will rise. As I speak this afternoon, Africa is rising, but it has not yet risen. We're not where we used to be, but we're not where we should be. In fact, the scripture tells us what the missionary had in mind, but the scripture goes beyond that. It says, arise and shine. So Africa will not only rise, Africa will shine. Africa will not only rise, Africa will shine. Hallelujah. Now, we know that Africa is no longer lying down on the floor. Because we've now got our independence from the British and the Germans and the French and all of that. But we also know that we are not yet standing or where we should be. And we are not shining as we should be. Hence this prophetic message. That's why it's not just for my schoolboys, old schoolboys. It's for everybody. It's actually for every African who will, like the Lord Jesus said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the continent. The first thing I want to say to you is this. You are not inferior because you are an African. You're not. Far from it. See, Noah had three sons. Shem, Japheth. It was actually Shem, Ham, Japheth. Ham is number two. But because of his disobedience, and there was a curse. It affected down through the generations. But the good news is this. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. So in Christ, that curse is removed. We have seen the Gentile nations. When I say Gentile now, I'm talking about non-Jewish. You know, the sons of Japheth, the Europeans, the Asians, you know, we've seen them shine. We've seen great technological, scientific advancement. In fact, there was a time in the world when just 200 years ago, 200, 250 years ago, when England ruled the whole world, the Britannia, the sun never set on the British Empire. It spread from China, India, right across to Africa, the whole of Europe. Only one country. And this England, though, is one tiny little island in Europe. But there was something in that island. Light. That's what the writer of the song had at the back of his mind. He didn't hear the secret lies. That secret is twofold: education and the knowledge of God's word. The scripture says the entrance of his word gives what? Light. I did a research. I preached a message. You can actually Google it. You can go to our website and get it. I called it The Light of Life. I preached it in 2005. I believe it is, yes. I did the research. And I have a link on that article. You can actually click it. It will take you there. I looked at all the inventions, the scientific that makes modern life what it is today. All the inventions, all the innovations that make modern life, from what is known as the Renaissance, which started in 1200 and something, to date. I discovered an amazing fact. It's a historical fact of history. Over 97% came from England and America alone. The French had a few. The Germans had a few. The Russians, maybe one or two. The rest. I said, they are not superior. They don't have a superior intellect. And God said, it's light. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. It was that light. Because those nations, those two nations, England and America are one nation. The Americans don't like to hear this, but they're just a colony anyway. You know, they all laugh when I say that. You know, everybody knows that America came out of England. It was the founding fathers of the Pilgrim Fathers that came over from England. That's why when you get to America, you see Birmingham. You see all the names you have in London. You start seeing it in America. Where did it come from? It came from America. It came from England. But the point is this. It was the nations that did something. They did something very special. The English kings rebelled against the Catholic Church. Maybe for a wrong reason. But God used it. And then the king made a decree. This is where we get the King James Bible from. And said, I decree that the Bible should be translated into the common language. And should be read and spoken every Sunday from every pulpit throughout the length and breadth of Great Britain, you know, and that time it was over France and some other countries. Make sure everybody's reading it. It was a decree from the king. And then he gave money to the translators. Go translate this Bible. And make it in a language everybody can understand, because before it was only in Aramaic, Hebrew and Greek. To read the Bible, you first of all go to university and get a degree. Otherwise, you can't understand what it says. And it was whatever the priest told you that the Bible said, that's what the Bible said. This went on for years. To the Reformation, 1517, and then England did it. And when they did that, they started doing that. And you know what? Every Sunday, they would open. We still do it, what's called Church of England. Same thing as Anglican Church. We will read the Gospels. We will read the Epistles. They will say the Collect. They will say it into the air. Once they speak it, the entrance of His word giveth light. It started filling the air with light. It filled the air with light. And then, just about 100 years later, there's a young boy born. His name is Isaac Newton. Then he begins to think about what the things that he did. He wasn't taught in his school. Of course, he had basic education. He conceived it. Another guy called Michael Faraday conceived electricity. Another guy called James Clerk Maxwell, he conceived Maxwell equations, mixed magnetism and an electrical field, and found out the speed of light theoretically. These are not, see, there is a place for knowledge. You read, it will take you from A to B. But then there is a place for ingenuity. There is a place for creativity. It is only God that gives that one. And that's the difference. And that's why when you're traveling into America,
I don't think the guys who built it knew what they were doing, but that's what they did. There is a stand. Once you come into New York Harbor, you know, when if you come by ship, you know, the olden days they used to come by boat. Now you come by air, you know, but you still see it there. You know, you see the Statue of Liberty. It's symbolized by a woman. It means the land of liberty and freedom. But I go beyond that and see beyond that. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. And that is why you find somebody who is in Nigeria. Maybe her name is Okonjo-Iweala. Or his name is that. He's in Nigeria, he's struggling. Then he goes to the US. The same person. Same intellect. And then he gets into an environment where there is light. And that same person now becomes a genius. Light. 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 And that's not only true of Nigerians. Polish, German, Indian, Chinese. That's why America is, the diversity of America is what makes her great. All these people in their countries, they are ordinary. They cannot come to America light. And they now become creative. They now become innovative. I don't know how many of you know that Steve Jobs, the guy who founded Apple, his father was from Syria. He's son of immigrants. That's from Syria. Just sit down. And ideas is God who gives them. And that's what the writer of our school song had at the back of his mind. He said, hidden here, the secret lies, the secret of education, the secret of the light of God's word. Africa has risen to some degree, but for us to rise to our full potential, we need to grasp the two of them. We've got the education part, many of us, but many of us did not grab the light part. And so we have risen to a degree, but we have not risen fully, and we are not shining. But we will shine. The word says Africa will surely rise, and we will shine as we embrace. And this is the crux of this message. It is to you, every African, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in Tanzania, whether you're in South Africa, grab this truth. Hidden here, you need education. Look at the Bible. When God was going to bring up Moses, he first of all gave him an education. He put him in the house of Pharaoh. The Bible says that Moses was mighty in words and in deeds. Then he gave him the second part, the light. When Moses was 80 years old, at the backside of the desert, he now saw a burning bush. And the Bible says he turned and said, I will turn aside to see this great wonder. And the Bible says, when the Lord saw that he had turned, the voice of the Lord, he got the second part, revelation knowledge. And it, now watch this. Had Moses died with all his education, without the light, you will not know the name of Moses today. He would not be shining. If you have all your education and you don't get that light, you will not fulfill the fullness of your potential. Paul, the writer of 2/3 of the New Testament, the first thing God gave him was an education. One of the finest legal minds in Israel at that time, who sat at the feet of Gamaliel. But God knew education was not enough. So he says, when God, who separated me from my mother's womb, he says, the gospel which I preach, he says, I don't preach it from man. He says, it was given to me by revelation. And Paul is shining. He still shines after 2,000 years.
There are people, now watch this. There were men who were better lawyers than Paul in Paul's day. But you don't know them. Because they didn't grasp the full secret. They got the education, but they didn't get the light. For Africa, for Nigeria, for you and for me. For us to shine, and we will fulfill our full potential before this age closes. You see, God wants to do something. He wants to show to everybody He's not partial. He's not partial to the white man. He's not partial to the red man. He's not partial to the brown man. And He's not partial to the black man. He is God of all the earth. So He sent missionary, go there. And what the white man has, go and give it to them. Hidden here, the secret lies. And so you find in the scriptures, as I begin to round up and close, the nation Nigeria is inside the Bible. You won't see N-I-G-E-R-I-Y. You won't see that there. But you will see that there is a nation from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia in a land that the rivers divide. And the Bible says that from there God is going to raise up His suppliants. In Zephaniah chapter 3, in verse 10. Down onto verse 20. And explains all of that. And He tells us, and God knowing that, that He had put that inside the Bible. So before Nigeria was ever formed, God went to go and plant a school. I said, give them education and give them the Bible. Education and Bible. Education and Bible. Hidden here, the secret lies. And out of that, I'm going to bring out saviors from Mount Zion. Out of that, I'm going to bring out a light that will cause Africa to rise and to shine. This message you are hearing today is a fulfillment of that. I who speak to you, I am a fulfillment of that. And I'm not the only one. There are many of you. The Spirit of God is drawing you. That's why this message is going forth. Education is important, but you must not stop there. Otherwise, you'll just be ordinary. You want to rise. You want to shine. You have to add the light of the revelation knowledge of God's word to education. And then you become innovative. I mentioned three men in the course of my preaching. They are great scientists that have, you know, who are not born again, who are not, but they've been influenced by the light from the air. Don't forget that. But I want, one is Michael Faraday. The second person is James Clerk Maxwell. Then the third one, there's a guy called, I've never heard of Kelvin. You've heard of temperature? Lord Kelvin. His name was something else before, and he changed name. He's born again Christian. You see, the contribution of these men changed the whole, you know, the electricity. What can you do today without electricity? This Scottish man was a deacon in his church. He was a son of a very poor man. He went to go and work with one big man. You know, but he was a Christian. He just stood there, was learning how to read, got education. Then he started playing around with batteries and wires. And God put it in his heart. He said, that thing there, you can't see, it's invisible, but it's a magnetic field. So you throw some iron filings there, and they will align with the field. That's how we got to know what's a magnetic field, what's an electric field, and how you can now go from electricity to magnetism, from magnetism to electricity, and from that he formed what's known as the electric motor. It is the engine of all growth. There is nothing you're doing on the earth today, if you don't have an electric motor, you can't get it working. You can't. He didn't read in a book. He read books. See, knowledge will take you from A to B, but intuition, creativity, and imagination will make you fly. Knowledge is important, but it's only a foundation. You want to excel. You want to fly. You want to shine. You're going to need revelation. It's going to put you above your peers. I got to close. Africa will surely rise. Fail will not in high emprise. Even here, this replies. But before I close, this thing that God is going to give us, this arising and shining, is for a purpose. It's for a purpose. To be our brother's keeper. So when you learn how to shine, and like, then you go and help the other person to shine too. It's not to subjugate other people. And you know, that's the unique thing about America. Of all the empires on the earth, America has a lot of problems, don't misunderstand me. You know, but God is having mercy on them and helping them. Every empire that we know of in history has always gone out to conquer people. They will go and they will conquer the Roman Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Babylonian Empire. They've always attacked other people and subjugated them. Only America, in her short history of over 200 years now, near 300 years, has been a nation, instead of subjugating people, it frees them. America sends its sons to go and die in other people's land to set people free. Because it came from these, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And they have a right to the pursuit of happiness. Where did they get it from? The light. The light. The light. And so, this light will make you your brother's keeper. It will make you somebody who wants to help the world, not take advantage of it. In closing, still from my school song, I'm going to look at two verses, not the whole thing, but just part of it. Look at verse 3. It says, fools in plenty. See this, Africa will surely rise. It's not going to happen without opposition. No. Verse 3, if you have it. It says, if you don't have it, don't worry. I'll just read it. Fools in plenty we shall meet. Hearts courageous, scorn defeat. So we press with eager feet. When you are faced with opposition, don't let it put you down. Turn to your neighbor and say, you will rise.
Rise.
Say, Africa will surely rise. Africa will surely rise. Oh, I've got a word in my heart. Say, everything that has been done in Europe, everything that has been done in America, everything that has been done in Asia will also be done in Africa, and even better, in Jesus' name. You know why? We've discovered the secret. We've discovered the secret. Hidden here, the secret lies. And that's why we're going to shine. But as we go to shine, fools in plenty we will meet. But our hearts courageous will scorn defeat. So when you are defeated, you stand up again. When you are defeated, you stand up again. When you are defeated, you stand up again. Hallelujah. And so we press with eager feet. Get to the next part of the something. He says, ever onward to the fight. Ever upward to the light. Ever true to God and right. Can you imagine me singing this for 5 years? If you keep saying it, it will become. God, knowing that, He puts it in their hearts. Make it a school song so they sing it every day. We sang it and my heart woke up. I sang it and my heart became courageous. Scorn defeat. Ever true to God and right. Hallelujah. But I'm not done yet. You won't believe this next verse. But it's in our school song. Verse 4. No, forget the, you know, this is the looking up. I'm talking about how we are going to rise. Now we've got the secret. The secret is education and the word of God. But how are you going to use it? Looking up. By faith we see. This is how my school song is, not Bible. Christ our Savior on the tree. Lifted up for you and me. If I be lifted up. Next part of the verse. Crowning Christ a sovereign Lord. Fighting with the spirit sword. Singing as we cross the ford. Up and on. That is how Africa will rise. So, the Bible in your lap will not make you shine. The Bible in your head will not make you shine. The Bible in your heart, coupled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Where did this man get it from? Ephesians 6. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. With all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's how you fight with the Spirit. So that's how we are going to shine. We've done the education part. Now let's do the fighting part. Let's take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and take with the power of the Holy Spirit. Then life will start coming from your spirit to your mind. And then what takes some guys 3 months to do research, you do in 1 week. You know why? You're not roaming around in Romans. You will get revelation and say, this is the way, walk in it. The Creator will reveal the secrets of the creation to you. That's what He did in England and America. He revealed the secret of creation. I'm sure I've told you this story before. There's a man in England, I don't know if he was born again or not. But certainly he was affected by the light. His name is J.J. Thompson. He's the founder. He was the one who discovered the electron. But he wasn't the first person to see the electron. There was a guy in France who saw the electron. But didn't know it was an electron. There was something coming out of the cathode. Cathode is negative. You hit it with high x-rays. And then it begins to release. It's called, you know... I forgot the name of the phenomena. You know, it releases electrons anyway. You know, when you bombard it with high energy something. So this is it's negative. I'm not sure. You know, so the guy, you know, saw it and then, you know, just left it. J.J. Thompson slept and had a dream and said, it's an electron. The reason that other guy was, the electrons were leaving the cathode, but they were not hitting the other thing. He said, but if it's an electron, it should. It wasn't hitting the thing. You know? And J.J. Thompson slept and woke up. And he said, vacuum. Vacuum. There are too many air molecules. They are deflecting the electrons. He reduced the vacuum. Bingo! You will look at the answer and you will know it's the answer. Unless God tells you. Hidden here, the secret lies. True story. And there are many like that. The benzene ring. In organic chemistry. The man had a dream. God. Even people are not. He'll do it from the outside through the light in the air. So You want Africa to rise? Let's fill the air of Africa.
Fill it with the word of God. And then fill the hearts of Africans with the word of God. And Africa will surely rise. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah.
Ruse keli dede yanga gudika kusuko hoho shakri mebo kundre bok onga anga sike bo gonduku zigaba gundege onga soke yaya ori masanta yeba krusta lekre bo sontiri bahaba shata. Let everybody be still in the presence of the Lord. Please sit down, mama maseke. Mekro sunte de bo 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 bo. Mekra basunte de ba ba. Mekra sunte de de bakuria baskanta de basanta. Mikras no sehi kantos takis de kebo shanti. Thank you, Jesus. Every 100 years. There is always a new move. There is always a new dispensation of grace. Under 30, stand up. Everyone 30 and under 30, stand up, please. Madisaye. Mikrostund reboshaka. Mi gandeskarust. Mi andrest. I believe today the Lord wants to release something. Yes. Wants to release the light of life.
Yes.
Over the generations of 30 and under Africa. But of course, you know, there can be Joshua and Calebs as well.
If you are Joshua and Caleb.
But honestly speaking, Joshua and Caleb, sit down. Just latch with it. You see, there was a man called Barack Obama. Before he was formed in his mother's womb, his father moved from Kenya to America. It was not a mistake. Unlike Esther, the father died. And Mordecai became the guardian of Esther. His grandparents became his guardian because his father could not do the work that his grandparents did. And so the Lord began the journey as a first fruit. Isaiah 5. An ensign, 526. An ensign. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far. He became an ensign. And the Lord defended the cause of Obama, in spite and despite. Now, don't look at the mistakes he made. Look at what God used him to do. The Lord lifted the ceiling of the black race and demonstrated as a signification of a trumpet sound that a new dispensation has begun.
Yes.
And he served 2 terms, glorious 2 terms. Economy, they could not understand it. It was from nothing, having problems with recession, until the place where the economy just kept going up and up, and jobs creation, and without any blemish. Used to be the problems of the black man. They will rise and rise, and then there will be a small blemish, and they will come crashing. Now, sat them there, the Lord spoke to me and said he had done something nobody has done before. He himself did not even think it was possible. He just said, let me try, at least put my name up there, and then maybe next time. But the Lord raised him up, and he fought against an institution, and he won. A no name from Kenya, whose grandmother was Sarah. Now Jesus was in the wedding feast at the age of 30. And he did not understand or know that his time has come. But he was about his father's business. The Lord spoke to his authority. The time is here. The new dispensation is here. When you will no longer be copies, you will no longer be sissies. Hear ye the word of the Lord, generations of Africans, born and yet unborn. You will no longer be photocopiers. You will no longer be CCs. You will now become initiators. You will now become innovators. You will now be inventors and creators. You will be solution providers. When they, you will, nature abhors vacuum. And it's because there is vacuum. But now I want to tell you, in the beginning, give me Genesis. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Is because there has been vacuum. That is why darkness, absence of light, and that is what why it was called the dark continent. But I've got great news for you. As I speak in the heavens, yokes have been broken. The God's darkness is being broken over the continent of Africa. And the Lord is saying, They are now my people.
Which
were
not
my people. Says my people. And I want to tell you, begin to look for what other people have not seen. Don't dub. That is what Africans are known to do. Somebody does something, you start dubbing. Start praying now. Light shine forth. Become lighthouses. Lighthouses. You know what lighthouses are? They bring the ships to birth. And everybody goes towards that lighthouse. I declare the heavens. Your children are not here. You have children 30 and understanding the gap for them. Malia standia. Micro stay. Mandi seken gross stand is kayeka stoko. Me ha ha ha. Africa shall surely rise. Many of you accept Africa as your land of prosperity. Accept Nigeria as your land of destiny. Accept it, because the Bible says wherever the Lord has given unto you is for your possession. The soles of your feet has tread. That is the beginning. When they said they're not my people, God will say they're your people. And God will bring them from far and near. And they will come to the lighthouse. Now listen to me. And the earth, it was like Africa was without form. And Africa was void. And darkness was upon the face of Africa. But I hear something say, and the spirit, Microsofte Hekashanta, and the spirit of God begins to move upon the faces of Africa, of the waters of Africa. Give me the next verse. And God said, Mishata papa 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 Mikra sote keba Mara seke no oshata kaposake. And God said over Africa, declare this. Declare it. Five times.
This is a present prophetic word. It is present truth. We are operating in what computer people call real time. This is in real time. We say over Africa, light be. Nigeria, light be.
Amen.
South Africa, light be.
Amen.
Egypt, light be.
Amen.
Libya, light be.
Amen.
Ghana, light be.
Amen.
Tanzania, light be.
Amen.
West Africa, light be.
Amen.
East Africa, light be.
Amen.
Africa, light be. In Jesus' name. All over Africa, light be.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And there was light.
And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended the light. And the light was the light of men in Africa.
John 1:1 Basokele ba. See, in the beginning, and in the beginning, collapse. The times have collapsed. Says when you have the dream twice, it means it shall surely happen. In the beginning, in Genesis and in John, in the beginning, collapsed. Because it's the day, it's the hour, it's the moment, it's the time, it's the season. Pushantara ba 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 ba. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was anything made that was made. In Him, everybody shouted. I cannot hear you. And the light was the light of man. One more time. In Him, light. And the light was the light of man. Fine. And the light shineth. The light shineth in darkness in Africa.
Amen.
And the darkness comprehended it not. 6:6 Okay, that's it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. And then give me Isaiah chapter 5. And that is what's going to begin to happen. 26. And the Lord will lift up out of Africa ensign to the nations. Lighthouses to the nations. So Maringra on the Skyeva Crossante. Everybody's head bowed. Tap into this grace. I remember there was a day, the same grace, the Lord quickened me when I was coming down the podium and I said, some of our children are going to go to places where we have never been, and some of our children are going to go to Harvard. And it came to pass.
Yes. Yes.
The same God that did it then is saying He's raising lighthouses out of our children now. Lighthouses! Who will be the solution provider? Now I was discussing with somebody. I said, look at it. How many African initiated limited liabilities or PLCs can you see that become legacies? Outlive for years and years the originator of those things. It must change. Because the strength of those other nations are looking back at organizations that started by someone and outlived them. And they're solution providers for how it can be done. Go and learn in Egypt and come back here. Go and learn abroad and come back here. Your destiny is tied here. Here, your destiny cannot be limited. And I want to tell you that there's a glory that is shining upon this nation. And they will come from far and near. The mountain of the house of God. And they will say, us go up to the house of the mountain of the Lord. And he will teach us his ways. And we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the word of the Lord. So many scriptures concocted today. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father's one unto authority. Children's Church. Yeah. I'm head of Children's Church. The Pastor P is here. I receive it for them. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
All others under our covering, wherever they are, the Lord will be the one who will be telling them, come back home. 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 Come back home.
Amen.
Your children will be the one who will say, Daddy, I see, I hear something telling me, come back to Nigeria.
Amen.
Amen. Lord in the sky. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord is one under authority of the said father of this house. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just come bowed at your feet. Lord, I come humbling myself under your mighty hand. I hold the horns of the altar. Now fall on the mercy. Because it's only mercy that can bring about this. That in this new 6 months of sweet odors, the fragrance will begin to go forth. And the youths of Africa will be set free.
Amen.
We say in the name of Jesus, youths of Africa, arise and shine.
Amen.
For thy light is come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you to become lighthouses.
Amen.
And signs unto the nations of the world. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I declare an arising of a firstborn company. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, mercy. Lord, let them begin to be instructed in the night season. Lord, we anoint the eyes with eyes. We say our youths begin to see. Joshua and Caleb begin to see.
Amen.
We say, God, you begin to do a new thing in Africa. Nigeria, your firstborn. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, there will be an ensign. And nations will come from far and near unto Joseph. In Africa, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. By the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus, we come with our arrows and we pierce the darkness over the continent of Africa. In the name of Jesus, the covering of our Africa, we command you be torn and be removed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say, as from henceforth, like the eyes of Moses shone in the presence of the Lord, the continent of Africa will no longer have a veil covering, for they will behold the presence of the Lord, and there will be a shining forth that no man can comprehend, to the praise of God's glory, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you because we shall be partakers of the first fruits. And in the name of Jesus, an ensign shall come forth, and the wealth of Africa, Nigeria, shall arise again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you praise. We give you worship. Lord, we begin to say, we blow the trumpet. We sound an alarm to all our seed and all those under our covering, that they will hear the sound of alarm. And Lord God, you will speak to them as you spoke to Newton. You will speak to them as you spoke to Einstein. And Lord, they will look at the needs of our planet. They will look at the needs of our nation. And they will come out as solution providers to the praise of God's glory in Jesus' name. For hearing the secret life, the light of life, amen, that is developing them spiritually, mentally, physically, causing them to grow in nurture and admonition of the Lord, full of grace and truth, as Jesus Christ grew as a child, in Jesus' name, amen. So let it be in the heavens, let it be on the earth, and to the gates of hell we say, move out! For the glory of God has begun, in the name of Jesus.
Let us pray as we share the grace. Under the covenant of our spiritual fathers, we come to declare, Lord, bless and keep you.
Amen.
Lord, make his face to shine on you.
Amen.
Lord, lift up the light of his countenance upon you.
Amen.
And may the Lord your God give you peace.
Amen.
Lord, grant you to be head and not tail.
Amen.
Above only and not beneath.
Amen.
Cause you to possess the gates of your enemies.
Amen.
Including the gates of death.
Amen.
So we decree and declare that you will live and not die.
Amen.
You will live and not die.
Amen.
You will declare the glory of God in the land of the living.
Amen.
With long life, God satisfies
Amen.
You. Show you the fullness of his salvation.
Amen.
Even the perfection and the fullness of Christ. With the manifestation of the power of the Spirit without measure.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen.
Let's go. And so the Lord puts upon us the mantles of Enoch.
Amen.
Abraham,
Amen.
Joseph,
Amen.
Moses,
Amen.
Joshua,
Amen.
Ruth,
Amen.
David,
Amen.
Elisha,
Amen.
Daniel,
Amen.
Esther,
Amen.
Paul,
Amen.
And John,
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Let's join hands together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, we love you. Amen. Arise and shine. For the light is down. And the glory, our glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord is risen up.